This is Ask Pastor John, a little program that we're doing where I get questions from off the internet that are gathered by the guys at Desiring God, and I do my best to try to give answers that I hope are biblical and helpful. And they're sitting in front of me, one, two, three, four, five guys from the church here to encourage me and pray for me and maybe interact with me. So thank you guys for coming, spending your morning this way. And so let's jump in and see what they have planned for me to look at here. I haven't seen these before. What would you say to a pastor who is considering blogging? I would say get on your knees and ask the Lord to clarify your motives. I think that's the first thing I'd say. Why are you considering this? And how much of the desire for notoriety is in it? Because we all battle that. There's not a human being on the planet that doesn't love the praise of man, doesn't like being known and being thought to be intelligent or wise or helpful. And so every sermon we preach, I'm not just indicting blogging here. I'm talking about preaching, doing what I'm doing right now, is all possibly contaminated with the desire for the praise of man. And Jesus said, how can you believe when you seek the praise of man and don't seek my glory? So pride and the desire for praise is a deadly thing. So that's the first thing I'd say is search your heart on your knees, in the word, in prayer, as to whether or not there is a contamination here that will make this more hurtful for you and for your people than otherwise. That's the main thing. Probably the next thing I would say is to ask, will it draw you away from something that would be more valuable for you to do? Is your gifting such that you should be visiting your people, doing personal evangelism, preparing better sermons, planning better elder meetings than sitting at your desk and contemplating what to write on a blog? A third question I'd ask is, who's the audience you're trying to touch and why that audience? Is it for your people? Is it to, like when I came to Bethlehem, I immediately instituted, there was no internet at all in those days. I didn't have a computer. There wasn't any personal computers in 1980 for ordinary folks like us. I immediately instituted what we call the Star. It was a weekly news mailing, and I wrote an article for the Star. You could call it verbal or written blogging. And my main goal was, I got more to say to my people than I can say on Sunday, and I really want to say it. So now you can say it to your people, and anybody else who wants to look in can look in. So those would be three questions I probably would ask.